Well, today is one of those rather grey sort of days where everything feels as though it's made of the kind of stuff you buy if you want to stick wallpaper on the wall. You know, that cloying, gluggy stuff. That's just what the day seems like. So to make the most of that kind of day, we went up to Oare Creek, which is O-A-R-E, and it's running into the Swale, which is the river that is underneath the Isle of Sheppey, I believe, at the top end of Faversham, the North Marshes of Kent. So it's a rather special place, and we went way out. I mean, we were in the middle of absolutely fecking nowhere, and my gosh, was it marsh. You know, it made me think of Magwitch from Great Expectations, I think it was. And good gracious, all we needed really was some fog, and then it would have been totally Dickensian. But fog apart, there was a nice little robin, and he was very, you know, well-chested, and wanted to know whether or not we were going to actually provide him with a bag of crisps, but we didn't. What we actually had was liver and bacon with mash and peas. Now, I would have exchanged the peas for onions. Why you would want peas with a dish like that? Is it, what is this thing about peas? It's the only vegetable people eat these days, isn't it? So we went to the Shipwright's Arms, Hollow Shore or somewhere, up at Oare. And it was one of those expeditions, you know, there's an outside loo that everyone can use. There's no male or female up there, no, that's right. It's just good old, you know, noggy and get a skinful and breeze your way home, and don't drive too fast or your car will fall to pieces on the unmade up road. But just to be out there in the middle of nowhere, we both said how incredibly peaceful it was. Like, you could not hear anything other than the robin and the odd chink of a glass at the bar. You know, it was like going back 50 years or so. So it was well worth the experience, and they did a variety of food. And there were like sausage and mash, you know, and all the burgers and jacket potatoes, all that sort of thing. And we had 3 pints of, I had Goucher's Shipwrecked at 3.8%. There was Harvest Best Sussex Bitter at 4%. And then we also had Kent Brewery Prohibition at 4.8%. And the Quiet American, I believe that was the Graham Greene title. That was 4.2%. And the two American ones were very, very, very pale ale. I mean, they were really clear golden. The one I liked the best by far, actually, was the Shipwrecked. So if I do go again, and I hope that it's the kind of place, if anyone came to visit in Kent, you would want to take them there, because they're not going to forget that place in a hurry. And you know, the beer was straight off the barrel, and it was all dark and pokey inside with loads of ship models and all sorts of stuff. And we sat in the garden, you know, that's hence the robin. Yeah. God, the reeds from the marsh, you know, just incredible. And we went up and looked out at the creek. You could just about see the sea at the very far reaches of the marsh, and there were some interesting boats and an old wreck and stuff. It gave you a sort of feel, you know, I mean, despite the fact there wasn't a pea super. So yeah, that was a fantastic Sunday lunch out. Not the sort of thing you normally have for Sunday lunch, is it? Liver and bacon. But yeah, that was magnificent. And yeah, I really loved the Shipwreck. It was like a chestnut, dark toffee, you know, almost sort of sticky pudding type of beer. Very, very pleasant. I'll definitely have that one again. I wasn't so fond of the others. The Prohibition came across at first as a fantastic, really well hopped beer, but it's actually quite a cloying beer, and it just got on my nerves after about half a pint, actually. And the other one was just one of those beers I just don't like, actually. Right, so what I've got today is something very interesting to sort of noggle that expedition on the head. I've got a whiskey tasting, and I'm almost never drink whiskey, but it's good to get some in at this time of year, because once the temperature starts to drop, the one thing you do need is some whiskey to, you know, get into the fact that we are now in the depths of winter and we're not going to see the sun again for what, 6 months, so bye. Right, so today I've got the really top-notch Tamnavulin. How about that? Speyside single malt Scotch whiskey double cask, matured in American oak barrels with a sherry cask finish. Well, you can't say better than that, can you? 40%, and it's Scottish, and it's well, let's see what it's going to. The distillery was opened in 1966 on the banks of the River Livet. Well, they obviously live it up, don't they, out there? So, there's this one. Right, give it a quick nose. Got these sweet little sort of rather dumpy tumblers from Dartington Crystal today. And not the kind of glasses that I'd normally think of drinking whiskey out of, but they are superb, and I just felt, you know, you'd be able to see the colour, which is a really deep sort of honey gold. Quite an amazing, fantastic nose. It's one of those you really want to roll around, not only your tongue, you know, but every bit of your mouth. And, oh, good grief. Just hit me at the back of the root of my mouth, or roof of my mouth, and whoa, there's some real fantastic, you know, really incredibly lush honey toffee notes in there, with a little bit of sea salt, some raisins, and figs. That is a single malt whiskey without parallel. It is really one of the absolute top-notch specimens you're going to find. So I highly recommend that one. That's Tamnavulin. And as a contrast, complete contrast, don't think I've had this one before, the White Horse. It's even got a number printed on it. And it's 26 2/3 fluid ounces, and it's 70% proof. That'll probably be why I haven't had that one before. It looks like it comes from 1952. Good grief. And I've just poured all that and it's 70% proof. My word, my word, my word. Good gracious. Oh, I thought it was a cheap one for a minute, but I mean, 26 2/3 fluid ounces. Well. All that are desirous to pass from Edinburgh to London or any other place on the road, let them repair to the White Horse Cellar at Edinburgh, where place they may be received in a stagecoach every Monday and Friday, which performs the whole journey in 8 days, if God permits, and sets forth at 5 a.m. Is it 4 or 5? Allowing each passenger £14 weight, and all above 6 pence per pound. Well, £14, or is that 14 stone? Whew. Right. February 1754. Okay. So, well, this one's going to be a bit of a ha-ha, isn't it? Let's have a look at this. So, it's a little bit lighter gold. Very, very nice looking. Goodness me. You don't have to put your nose in that glass, I tell you. Whoa. 26 2/3 fluid ounces. Ooh. Do you know what? That is whisky like I remember it when I was a kid. Tastes like fucking whisky does. Or should do, or used to, you know? When you taste that, you suddenly realise you haven't tasted whisky for that many years. Going on 40, my gosh. When I was about 10, we went up to Scotland on a 2-week holiday. And I bought a kilt and a sporran and saw ptarmigans and that sort of thing. And did a good old, you know, a full whack tour of the distilleries. And I didn't mind a 10-year-old nogging the stuff. I mean, future, you know, it's a future investment. To be honest, it's not particularly wonderful on the nose. It smells a bit of old fishnets. But if you just put a tiny bit on your tongue, my oh my, that is golden nectar. But it's amazing. It really does taste of whiskey. And just going back for a moment to the Tamnavulin, you see, that is really a new wave of whiskies that's come in over these 40 years. The idea of a single malt. Whereas whiskey was always a blend, you know. So let's go back to the single malt. It's got an immense, you know, interlayering depth of all kinds of exciting and exotic flavours. There's a bit of nutmeg in there, a bit of pineapple. It's all sorts of interesting and intriguing things. Bit of mince pie, bit of game pie. Yeah, it's amazing, but it's so far from the blended whiskies of the past. You wouldn't even know it for the same kind of drink, really. If all you had ever drunk was blended whiskies, and then you suddenly had that, you would hardly even know it was a whiskey. It's so, so different. I have to highly, highly recommend both of them. Oh, I'm one lucky kid. My friend gave them to me as a prezi. Well, it wasn't a prezi, it was just a gift, you know. Wow. I'm not sure why it says 70% proof. It doesn't taste that strong to me. So that's what it says, 70% proof, 26 2/3 fluid ounces, and the other one says 70 centilitres, 40%. No imagination in there at all, is there? It comes from Ballindulloch, Banffshire. Surely good. Wow. Well, we must be getting on through the year if it's whiskey time already. Yeah, I have to say these two are absolutely inimicable. I don't know how well you know your whiskies, but if you just drink some, you know, I mean, the last time I had Bell's, I drank what I could of it, but most of it actually went down the toilet. I just couldn't think of anything else to do with it. It's just rubbish. I'm sorry, but it is. It's just rubbish. If you've drunk some really decent whiskies like these two, you won't be wanting to drink anything cheapo off the generalised, you know, supermarket shelf anymore. Wow. I'll tell you what, you know, you don't want to waste these two with putting anything in them. I mean, the only thing I would consider putting in is a tiny slice of root ginger. Fresh root ginger, and if I was coming up for a cold, I'd put in one drop of lemon juice. That's it. That's, you know, the ice is not going anywhere near my whiskey, okay? No. If I wanted to be a pig and guzzle as much as I could as quickly as I could, I'd mix it up with ginger wine. But I really think these two, that's absolutely wasted to put anything in them. They are such top-notch, fantastic whiskies, these two. You want to just curl them and roll them around your tongue of an evening and take your time about it. Really, really, really something else. Well, they're just a consomme of the distiller's art. They really, really are. I mean, the colour of them is so inviting and warming. That's what it is. They're warming, aren't they? I'm silent. I'm just rolling them around my tongue. They're warming, and what they're saying is, don't worry about winter coming in because you've got a couple of bottles of really decent whiskey. It's not a problem. You know, just enjoy. Well, there's a great deal of contemplation there. I'll tell you what, get yourself these two if you can. My word, they are absolutely superb. Now, I'm not the greatest whiskey drinker. I only really drink whiskey in about October to let the winter soak into me. But I think I can tell one from another. And if I don't like it, like Bell's, it just goes down the toilet. I'm sorry, there's nothing else you can do with it. It's just, you know, paint stripper, really. So if you're not sure, get yourself something really decent in the whiskey world and have a, you know. I'll tell you one I do like, the Talisker Sky. It's got marmalade and raisin notes, and that is something else. But it is a heavily smoky one, so, you know, you have to be a bit of a Lepoig to like that one. And these days, I'm not so into smoky peat whiskies, I have to say. Neither of these are smoky. They are just absolute nectar. Can't possibly recommend them highly enough. They are off the Richter scale, you know, 7 out of 5 stars. Absolutely superlative, gorgeous, and just timeless. And they are going to take you back through some of the moments of your life, you know, that you hadn't even remembered that you didn't remember. And just honestly, they are, both of them, superb. Oh, if only they were paying me a commission on telling you how fantastic they are. The White Horse Scotch Whiskey and Tamnavulin. Go get yourself some. Get some of those nice moccasin slippers and just put your feet up, for goodness sake. Don't you let any ice touch them. Nothing, nothing. They are good to go exactly as they are. They are not going to want to end up in any kind of a nasty little mixed up cocktail, okay? They have bright character and deep throbbing personalities. They're going to make you pulsate with a very water of life.